Okay, do you two know who this is? You might have read him when you were probably younger than you are now. Do you know who this is?
Thomas the Train.
Yeah, it's Thomas the Train. I always get Thomas the Train messed up with the little engine that could, but I think they're different. Is that right? They're different. So, but Thomas the Train is going to teach us a little bit today about change and how we deal with change. Remember 2 years ago when we started having to wear masks? Everywhere we went. How did that feel?
It
felt weird. Yeah, I remember feeling like I was suffocating, like I couldn't breathe, I couldn't see people's facial expressions. How did you get through it? How did you learn how to wear a mask? You just kind of got used to it after a time, maybe? Yeah.
Used to suffocating.
Yeah, I got used to suffocating. Maybe it's true. Maybe even became grateful because people couldn't see you yawn or couldn't see something in your teeth, or people were saved from coffee breath, all these things that now we realize, wow, what masks are great. But change can be hard sometimes, and sometimes we get frustrated when we're going through, or like when we have to move houses, or we lose a friend, maybe they move somewhere else. Change can be really hard, and so Thomas the Train is going to teach us a little bit about change and how we deal with change. So Thomas the Train is a happy little engine that loves his life in the train yard. Mm-mm. Thomas is a hard worker who always wants to do his best. I want to do my best. You can hear him whisper. In the train yard, most of the times things go pretty much the same every day, but sometimes things don't go the way that they are supposed to go. For example, sometimes other trains break down, oh no, what do I do, and block the tracks. Sometimes trains get off their schedules. Sometimes trains must find a different track to travel because a bridge is broke. Thomas gets frustrated when things don't go the way that he wants them to go. He has a hard time thinking of doing something differently than what he had planned to do. What do I do now? Things are different than what I had planned. So when Thomas gets frustrated, he knows that it doesn't just help to stop and cry. He must stop and think about other choices he can make to keep doing his job or get his work done. If he can't think of other choices by himself, he knows he can ask the train yard master or the conductor for help. So he can ask for help. What do I do now that things are different? Thomas knows that things don't always go the way he wants, but he tries his best to look at other choices that can help him too. So we can be like Thomas the Train when something doesn't go the way that we think it should, or we don't get something that we want. Instead of getting upset or crying, we can stop and think about other choices that we can make. So if I or you have trouble thinking of other choices, who can we ask? Maybe, yeah, parents? Who else might help us make other choices? Grandparents, maybe, friends can help us think of how to make other choices. Some of the choices I can make I may not like, and some I may not like, but I'll do, and some I may like better than what I first wanted to do. Choices mean there is more than one way and allow for changes to happen. So maybe we can support one another, and maybe that's how God shows up in our lives too. By supporting each other to think of other things that we can do when transitions or changes come our way. So that's the lesson that Thomas the Train has for us today. Thanks for coming up.